Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Ria's Beijing Adventure. The rabbit family has just landed in Beijing. It's been a long flight, but they're all very excited. It's their first trip to China. Their local guide comes over. "Hello, I'm Ping Panda," he says. "It's great to meet you," smiles Daddy Rabbit. Ping Panda drives the rabbit family to their hotel. "This place is amazing," gasps Romy, as a beautiful building with modern design blended with Chinese influences comes into view. Ping Panda helps them check in. "Please have your lunch and take some rest," he says. "I will pick you up in the evening." Daddy Rabbit has booked a suite in the hotel. "The view is out of the world," says Ria, as Mummy Rabbit draws the curtains. "Shall we all go down for lunch?" asks Daddy Rabbit, after they've finished unpacking. "I've heard they have a delicious lunch buffet." Ping Panda arrives at the hotel in the evening. "Are you ready for some sightseeing?" he asks. Ria and Romy nod their heads excitedly. "We shall be visiting the Temple of Heaven today," says Ping Panda. "It was built during the early part of the 15th century by the third emperor of the Ming Dynasty. The emperors offered prayers in this temple for a good harvest." Ping Panda takes the rabbit family around the vast grounds of the Temple of Heaven. They see the Hall of Prayer for Good Harvests and some of the other important buildings as well. "I shall pick you up after breakfast tomorrow," says Ping Panda, as they end the evening in the surrounding park. The rabbit family is ready for their tour after a sumptuous breakfast the next day. "We shall start with the Forbidden City today," says Ping Panda. "It's quite close to the hotel." "How can we visit it if it's forbidden?" asks Ria. "It was forbidden for common people in the past," smiles Ping Panda. "But everyone can visit it now." "How big is this place?" asks Romy, as they enter the Forbidden City through the main gate. "It has 980 buildings," replies Ping Panda, as the others gasp in astonishment. He gives them a wonderful tour of the Forbidden Palace. They visit the inner and outer courts along with all the magnificent palaces within the complex. It's early afternoon by the time they finish the tour of the Forbidden City. Ping Panda drops the rabbit family to a nearby restaurant for lunch. "This place serves delicious Chinese food," he says. Manager Bear seats the rabbit family in the restaurant. They can't help but marvel at the beautiful paintings on the walls and the red lanterns swaying above. "I'm feeling really hungry," says Ria, sniffing the air. "Let's try something we don't get back at home." "That's a great idea," smiles Mummy Rabbit. "And it's really good the menu has photos as we can't read Chinese." The rabbit family starts with pickled cucumbers and braised kaofu with mushrooms. They have General Tso cauliflower and soy scallion Shanghai noodles for the main course. Finally, they have some delicious Eight Treasures rice pudding for dessert. "The food was yummy," says Romy, as they leave the restaurant. "But I can hardly move." "I knew this would happen," grins Ping Panda. "That's why we shall go on a relaxing boat ride in Beihai Park next." After a wonderful boat ride on the lake, Ping Panda takes them around the Beihai Park. They see the White Pagoda, the Five Dragon Pavilions, the Nine Dragon Wall, and several beautiful temples. "We shall visit the Great Wall of China tomorrow," says Ping Panda, as they complete their tour of the park. The rabbit family starts for Beidaling, a section of the Great Wall, with Ping Panda the next morning. "We learned in school that the Great Wall is the longest wall in the world," says Ria. "That's correct," says Ping Panda. They reach Beidaling in about an hour and a half. The rabbit family takes a cable car to the top of the Beidaling Great Wall. They have an especially magnificent view of the long wall in the midst of the surrounding mountains from one of the watchtowers. "I wonder how the soldiers felt as they stood guard on the wall," says Ria, as she spreads her arms and takes a deep breath. The rabbit family visits the China Great Wall Museum next. They have a wonderful time seeing all the ancient relics. "Can we buy some souvenirs before we leave?" asks Mummy Rabbit. Ping Panda takes them to a souvenir stall. After enjoying some delicious Sichuan cuisine for lunch, Ping Panda drops off the rabbit family at a mall. The rabbits shop to their heart's content. They also buy gifts for their friends and family. "Daddy, look," says Romy, pointing to a busy restaurant. "They're selling dim sum. Can we please have some?" "Of course," says Daddy Rabbit. "Let's go." The rabbit family enjoys eating the dim sum dishes served in bamboo steamers. Ping Panda drops the rabbit family to the airport early next morning. They have a flight to catch to Shanghai. "Thank you so much," says Mummy Rabbit. They all wave to him as he drives away. So as the rabbit family waits to start the next leg of their China trip, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Ria and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.